Hi, folks. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the Bible teachers at Life Point Church, and want to welcome you to today's episode of our Drivecast on Sunday. I was privileged to be able to be at the Plain City campus, and as we were talking about when God calls you to the climb and our series on mountains, and we were teaching on the Mount of Temptation, the stories found in Matthew chapter 4, and we all are pretty familiar with the story, but one of the points that we brought out at Plain City was the fact that I think the story starts at Jesus' baptism. So often we start with Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, but I don't think that's the greatest chapter break. Because I think this story is meant to be read with Jesus' baptism. And there's a voice, Matthew tells us, that speaks to Jesus and affirms him as, "You are my son, the beloved, in whom I'm well pleased." And then we get the then in Matthew chapter 4 that says the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to where Jesus was tested. And of course, you know the story. He encounters the enemy, Satan, and it's really important for us to know as disciples that the enemy is going to always question and get us to doubt our identity. And the way that the enemy did this was three times. He tested Jesus by saying, "If you are." And so that was one of the points of that we taught, was that we feel like that the story begins in the water, not in the wilderness. And I think that it's the temptation happens immediately post-baptism. It concurs that this is a story about Jesus' identity being under attack. You know, God always says, "You are." The enemy is always going to say, "If you are, if you are the Son of God." And so, you know, Jesus' relationship with God, which has just been authoritatively declared at the Jordan, is now under scrutiny. The "you are" has now become the conditional "if you are." And so one of the things that we talked about was, as disciples, you know, what do we do when those voices come into our head, getting us to doubt our identity? And I think as you look at the end of the story of the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness, you'll see that after the third unsuccessful attempt by the enemy, Jesus says to the enemy, "Be gone. You get out of here." And the story ends and says that the devil left him. And so I think that today that we need to remember as disciples of Jesus, when those voices start coming into our heads to cause us to doubt, that we can authoritatively tell them, "You get out of here." I mean, we have that authority. We can take the authority by saying, even in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, "Be gone." And so I would encourage you that when those voices start coming, that you go to the temptation stories. You'll find them in Matthew chapter 4. You'll find them in Mark chapter 1. Find them in Luke chapter 4. And I think there's nothing better for us than when we start doubting our identity. Remember, our gospel identity is allowing the Bible to tell us who we are, not allowing the world to tell us who we are, not allowing our feelings to tell us who we are. You know, the scriptures say that we are new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "Behold, if any man, woman, boy, or girl are in Christ, they're a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." The Bible tells us that we are forgiven. Psalm 103, if you want to check that psalm out, it's a beautiful psalm about how God has forgotten our sins. And the Bible tells us that we are loved. And so, you know, every day when we hear those voices in our heads causing us to doubt, "If you are, then we have that opportunity to be able to say to them, you get out of here. Because the scriptures say I'm new today. The scriptures say that I'm forgiven today. The scriptures say that I'm loved today. Remember the story. It starts in the water, not in the wilderness. You are loved today. You are forgiven today. You are healed today. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And so we'll close with a prayer. And if you feel like praying with me this morning, today, whenever you're listening to this, or whatever you're doing, you can just pray something like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you see me the way you see me. I thank you that my feelings don't tell me who I am. I thank you that others won't tell me who I am. I'm thankful that the world won't tell me who I am. That I get my affirmation from the scriptures, from the story of the Bible. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your mercy. In your name we pray these things. And amen. And guys, this is Pastor Jeff saying have a great day and so long.